basically, just this is just me talking. You can see the that's called the level.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go quiet, no level, and then you talk and there's a level. So that way you can check that you're not shouting too much or it's distorting or whatever. But we should really start at the beginning. I should say I'm here with Judy Armson, whose maiden name is...
Hill.
Hill. And you are a direct descendant of...
Sir Thomas Wright Hill, the father of Sir Rowland Hill.
Who, as we all know...
was the penny postage man, a governor in Adelaide, Australia. And his brother, Edwin Hill, invented the machine for making envelopes.
Now, as a complete postage nut, I will go to a post office whenever I possibly can, because I think the process is so miraculous that you put a stamp on something, put it in a letterbox, and it appears in Zanzibar
weeks
later. Is incredible. And it was all because of your ancestor.
Absolutely.
And he not only revolutionised the system, but he also made it available for poor people, because he insisted that it was cheap so everyone could afford it. And he became known as a social reformer and had other strings to his bow, didn't he?
I was going to say, most of the brothers were reformers, weren't they? But my direct line, he was a school teacher and a solicitor, so we're the runt of the family.
Right. But he also took over the Brighton to London Railway and made that cheap as well, so that ordinary folk could afford to travel.
And
to
he lived in Brighton, and I found he lived in Hastings.
Right. So when you were young, were you aware of this? Did it come through the family?
Only vaguely my father was telling me about it, but he also said, which I haven't been able to prove, that Octavia Hill is also related, and she was a reformer of social housing, is
right,
that correct?
Right.
But when I phoned up the museum in Scotland where Octavia Hill was, they couldn't find a connection at all.
Okay. But reading about him and all his social reforms and attitudes to society and all the rest, it made me think the current mob could learn a thing or two from him, couldn't
absolutely.
They? Because we're going through this horrendous scandal.
It's almost
in the
embarrassing,
UK,
isn't it?
The Horizon scandal, which many of you will have read about. But paying attention to the past, you can often learn a lot for the present, can't you? And here's a wonderful example. If they stopped putting the prices up,
more
people would use the post. And we might get back into that way of communicating more, away from this digital quickfire, no nuance, no subtlety, no personal communication really, back to old-fashioned letter writing and meaning what you write.
Can you see the youngsters doing that?
No, but the world isn't just full of youngsters.
True.
The majority of the global population is middle-aged or older.
Mm-hmm.
And tend to be better off than youngsters. And, you know, we're not going away. We're living longer, if anything. So, yes, of course, the future belongs to young people. But we're still around too.
True.
So were your family making any effort to pass on any information or documents or legacies?
My father was the youngest brother of three brothers and a sister. And the eldest son of my father's contemporaries lived in South Africa, and their son opened like an archive stroke museum in South Africa, Cape Town, where they've got it all in storage. And when my sister went out to South Africa, she tried to sort of get copies and this, that and the other, and they didn't want to give anything away. Not at all.
Mm.
So South African cousins got it all.
So they got it all. And why do you think it is that we haven't really made him the hero that I think he deserves to be?
Sir Rowland Hill?
Yes.
Is that times just drifting on something? I don't know. Don't know.
I mean, there is a postage museum.
Went there. That
You've
was
been
brilliant.
There.
Yeah.
And where is it?
Oh, in London. Where was it? I know... we went through Wood's Travel up to London and the Postal Museum, because there's a statue of Sir Rowland Hill out in the street. where it was, I can't remember, to be quite honest with you.
Well, we can find out.
Yeah, no, that was good. Enough. And you know they all came from Bruce Castle.
Where's Bruce Castle?
Tottenham.
Okay.
Because
he was born in Kidderminster, in Worcestershire,
yeah,
wasn't he?
Yeah, most of the relatives were Kidderminster,
were there,
actually,
right?
Yes. Yeah. But Bruce Castle, Tottenham, I contacted them. Oh, there you are, there's a Roland Hill. Is that a hard copy or is that a photograph of mine? Not sure on that one.
Okay, well, I can take a photograph of that. It's a nice photo.
Yeah, Bruce Castle is owned by Haringey Council in London.
Right.
And we wrote to them, say, can we come and see the archives? So we had a date, went into the archives, and they pulled out all the old papers and everything else.
How wonderful.
And it was. And Christoph, he could have been there for hours.
So tell us about Christoph, because you met, he's a German...
Yes, you are.
Foley sound recordist, works
yes.
in the film and TV industry.
In Hamburg. He lives on the Wannsee River.
Right.
Wannsee River.
Yes.
Which was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He's a strange character. He's always telling me off that I don't speak properly or write the word whiskey with an E and tell him a Y, you know. But he's quite a character, actually.
How old is he now?
He's younger than me. Is he 60 or something?
Right. I mean, he's still working. He's on IMDb.
Oh, yeah. He had a stroke a couple of years ago, actually.
Right.
But...
And how did you contact him first?
Because I was doing my family tree, there was one site where you went and just typed up the name Hill, and you came across people who were doing a Hill thingy.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher found my name and email... And I had an email from this strange German chap, and I thought, whoa, what's going on here? So I was a bit dubious to start with. Then he carried on and said, we're cousins or removed. So literally from that.
Well, that's another aspect of this, isn't it? The growth of websites like Ancestry.com.
Absolutely.
And tracing your ancestry.
Absolutely.
And I did it during COVID. I mean, a lot of my family were very well documented already for various nefarious, nasty reasons. But it is really interesting how popular that's become, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
And how long did you spend doing that?
What, the family tree?
Yes, the family connections.
Probably sort of 10, 15 years, I suppose.
Right. So you really got stuck in.
Oh, yes, I thoroughly enjoyed it because I had a head start. Type up Sir Roland Hill,
yeah.
Get a death certificate or whatever, and you can sort of...
And you're away.
And you're away, absolutely.
And did you go the other way, back before Roland Hill?
Oh, yeah, miles. But Christoph is the one that's taken us right back to 1500,
okay.
1400, 1300. What did I find it on? He... I can't remember what I saw it this morning... when he went right back. Oh, I know, wait a minute. I got all the residences of where everybody lives. That was interesting. Bruce Castle.
Oh, yes. Going back to
I found that quite interesting.
Going back to the early 19th century here.
All this lot here was the books of the Sir Roland Hill's father. I downloaded the lot.
Oh, crikey. I mean, this is more than a labour of love. This is astonishing.
And do you know where those books are held?
No.
Toronto.
Oh, are they? That's where my mother was born,
oh,
as it happens.
Small world,
isn't it? Yes, it's crazy. So what remains of T.W. Hill, autobiography?
So if you want to borrow those to browse at your leisure, you're welcome.
This is published in 1859 in London, privately printed.
So if you look at some of the pages in here, he was a mathematician as well, and he seems to do some kind of shorthand. I can't remember whereabouts.
So was this his father?
Yes, or his father, Sir Thomas
Wright Hill, Fellow of the Royal Astronomical Society.
Don't ask me.
Well, this is it's stamped here by the Royal Astronomical Society. There's a stamp on it.
Okay.
So I assume that's what that is. And then there's a handwritten script there, presented to the Royal Astronomical Society by Mr. T. Hill.
T.W. Hill, Thomas Wright Hill?
It's hard to read, but it's definitely Mr. something Hill. It must be a T. But so there you go.
Yes.
So that was that. And he was born in 1763 and dies in 1851.
Yes. Oh.
That's quite a long time. That's 88, isn't it? So that's unusual for them.
Now, this German chap...
Christoph.
He doesn't belong to Friends United or Ancestry or any of them. It begins with an M, is it? Whatever it is. So he has printed out and sent me how he's done the family tree. And, you know, first cousins, second cousins, fifth cousins, uncles, exactly.
Wow, that's great.
Well, you carry on.
So this is the kinship report for you, Geordine, Judy Maureen Hill.
That's it.
Now, married to Mike Arnson.
He sent that to me quite a few years ago, so it's, you know...
Oh, here we go. Date of birth. This is interesting. 1485.
He went...